Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to today's podcast. The theme for this one is how to succeed or how not to fail. You've heard it said that everything happens for a reason. That's true. There is a reason for everything, including success and failure. There are reasons why a person fails, and the reasons are usually a combination of the following four. 1. They've made only a half-hearted attempt because they didn't really expect to succeed. 2. They were using the wrong method or ideas. 3. They did not prepare properly. 4. They did not have the support from the people around them. Let's say a few words on each. 1. Making only a half-hearted attempt because they did not really expect to succeed. Many people don't really expect to succeed. They don't expect to succeed because, in the past, they have not succeeded. They use their past to justify the belief that their chances this time are not good, that they have the horrible feeling that they are probably wasting their time trying. As a result of this belief that they are on to a loser, they put in only 75% effort. And because they don't give it their full 100% effort, they are beaten by a person who did. They lose again, and the next time around, they are even more sure of their bad result. So they invest only 73% effort, and consequently, they're beaten again by a competitor who did give it 100%. Many people put in half-hearted attempts and then they wonder why they never win. The solution to the problem of a lack of 100% effort is give it 100% effort. 2. Using the wrong method. As you know, not every idea is a good idea. Not all methods are viable. Not everything is true. The world is full of fake news, false claims, and bad ideas. If you pick up on a wrong-headed idea and then use it as your guide to action, then you will inevitably fail. And therefore, it is vital that you develop your critical thinking skills. You need to be able to discern good people from bad, truth from falsehood, valid reasoning from erroneous, facts from fake news, and right methods from wrong. Being wrong is a great way to fail, and being right is the surest way to succeed. So learn the laws of logic and apply them to every issue. Develop your powers of reasoning. Quote from Thomas Jefferson: "Fix reason firmly in her seat, and call to her tribunal every fact and every opinion." 3. Lack of proper preparation. Many people don't prepare themselves properly. Everything you do, you would do better if you were better prepared. From travelling to a holiday destination, to attending a job interview, to taking an exam, you will do it better if you are well prepared. Preparation means making ready before the event. Practice, rehearse, organize and preempt. Those people who succeed are those who engage in a process of superior preparation. And those who fail probably failed because their preparation was incomplete. The solution to the problem of a lack of preparation is better preparation. 4. The lack of support from the people around you. We are affected by the people around us, and we can put people into 3 sets. 1. Those who encourage and help you. 2. Those who don't encourage and they don't help you. 3. Those who discourage and hinder you. Unfortunately, you may have some people who don't encourage you, and there may be some of those who actively discourage you. As a person who wants to succeed, your task is to seek out the company of those people who will actively help you and encourage you. Remember that your mind is influenced by other people, so be picky about the people with whom you spend your time. Keep away from those people who discourage you, and keep the company of people who will help you to achieve worthwhile goals. Summary. In order to succeed, please ensure that you do the following. 1. Believe that success is possible for you too. Give it 100% of your best effort. Think everything through logically. Base your actions on a rational evaluation of all the available evidence. Prepare, prepare, and prepare again. Make ready in advance of the event. Stay away from those people who you find discouraging. And surround yourself with positive people. Do these things, and I guarantee that you will succeed more often. Thank you.